Savior, my Lord, hear my humble, hear my humble cry. While on earth thou art calling my Lord to not pass me by. Savior, blessed Savior, my Lord, hear my humble, hear my humble cry. While on earth thou art calling me, do not pass me by. Amen. Good. I'm glad, dear, for your love to sing us while the Church of Christ do sing and make melody in your hearts unto the Lord. And I'm glad for the singing this morning. I really participate and enjoy it. Let's keep on singing for the Lord. How long do I have to stay up here and preach, brother? Better let me know that. I don't want to hurt anyone. Tell me right now. Don't be afraid to tell me. 4 to 5 minutes, because I will go for 2 hours. You must have heard about that. Right? I know that is all over the place, but I won't do that to Patrick City this morning. But you know, I should even get an hour, because, hey, it's a long time I've not been here. So if you are on fasting this morning, that's very good. That's very good to fast for the Lord. Come into church on Sunday morning, you shouldn't have a full stomach, man. Okay, you know what happened? It depends on what you eat. And niggeritis will take you. And you doze off in church. And so you can't sing as you want to sing. And you can't pray as you like to pray. And you can't hear the word the way you like to hear it. Because all of that energy snapped. Because of the type of food that we eat. So I hope this morning everybody is fit and ready for the word. Have you ever heard, even we have ourselves, I've said it, I'm longing for home. I want to go home. There are so many of us. Oh, forget, today's Father's Day, right? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are here this morning. And the good fathers. You have all the right to rejoice, because you're not only a good father today, but you're always being a good father. If you are a child of God and is a daddy, then therefore you've got to be following the word of God. And that's what help us and make us to be a good father. That's what help us and help us along to build the type of family that not you and I would like to have, but the family that God. You're building a family for the Lord. And that's the job of a good father. I will touch a little on that this morning. We're going to mix things this morning. So I'm happy that therefore, it's sad to know that therefore, so many fathers can't even enjoy Father's Day. Because some of them don't even know where their children are. And some of them don't even know that they have children out there. That is sad. Very, very sad. But let us do it the Bible way, brethren. And let us, those of us who have passed through that period, let us help our children, our boys, to grow up to be good fathers. Right? Let us leave something behind. So they can talk about grandfather. And my father used to tell me about grandfather. And my grandfather laid down this, and we are just sailing on it. Yes, that is good. So this morning, for the time that I have to spend with you, you know, let me talk a little about home sweet home. And I said before that all of us, if whom are in good standing, then we must love home. We want to be home. We want to go home. Why we want to go home? Because home is the place that we ought to be. Right. That's our abode. Right. Every daddy, that's their castle. Right. You want to be there. You want to be home. Man who hide from home, then something seriously wrong. But man who love home because he have done what is right to make home a place that all the family want to be, enjoy everything in that home. Okay. So home sweet home. The Bible tells us, and as we see today, before we go to Psalms 127 and verse 1, but my brother have read this morning, the hardest criminal can weep alone in his thought of home. Get that? The man who is behind bars, the murderer, you name them, right? Weep many times. Why? Because such person is longing for home. You have enough time to reflect, many of them, at what used to take place at home. He had enough time to look probably at his, some never really enjoy, but I'm talking about the ones who enjoy home. Right? Had a good mother and a good father. Had everything provided for them. Longing for home. Weep for home many times, brethren. No matter how wicked that criminal he might be, the thoughts of home return to him many times. We never could understand the home that the Lord had blessed us with. Sometimes we seems and acts as if we don't appreciate it. But we only know how important home is when you have to leave home. Or you are being forced to leave home. When you want to go back home and can't go back home. You remember the prodigal son? Alright, good. He was living in luxury, in style and comfort. Until he take tough head. And things in turn, man. And take show off. And rough up in daddy. I say, man, me a big man now. You give me what belongs to me, let me go. But the father never want no trouble in our house. He must have been talking to his son, that's not the way to go. But he was determined, stubborn, strong-headed. And because daddy no want his house to mash up, so take seat here, go. But daddy, a man of experience, and know exactly what the world have to have out there, looking out for him every day. You know? And you all know the story well. You see, if you have some money, you know, and I spend all the world and I put back nothing, you know, then you go wonder if your pocket have hole. But you don't really have no hole, you know. And sometimes how we really spend it. You ever dig out your pocket and wonder if I lost your money last? Are you ladies there doing that your pocketbook and turn you out all and bed and say, no, something wrong. It's not there. You spent it. It goes so fast. Right. The prodigal son. You know, probably him out there and show off himself. He buy everybody drink. He buy everybody gifts. And you do this, and, you know. Probably him all rent chariot. Yeah. In our time now, a boy would go and rent a BMW with the money and drive all over the place until the money finished. But when everything finished, the boy was longing for home. For nobody never run him. Right. He was living in comfort and style. Right. So when our young men and our boys today, brethren, kind of get a little stubborn, you have to draw a scripture. And show him as a boy, this is what happened to our son who disobeyed, you know, and who didn't listen, you know. You want that to happen to you? Huh? Yeah. Yes, man. Longing for home is important. As we view the crime situation today, brethren, you see it all around you. Many of us who are older folks, we never know that these things could ever happen. That is happening today. Alright? Crime reaches high speed. Corruption, name it, it's all around us. You don't know who to trust. Money. The Bible cannot lie. The love of money, nothing is wrong with money. None of us can exist with money. Any one of us in here today this morning talk about that, therefore, maybe I want the money. If you don't want to give it to me, you can't know what to do with it. I don't need any money. I don't want money. Then tell me, how, my friend, how you exist? None of us can exist without money. If you don't spend it, somebody has to spend it to make you exist. Yeah. You might be able to say, boy, me get everything free. You know, come free. You get it free. You didn't have to pay for it. But somebody way down the road had to pay at some point. Talking about we get free and we're glad that we have it free. Everything, even if we don't pay for it and get it as a gift, we have to appreciate it. Corruption is the order of the day. Chaos in the world today. We must admit that much of it could be averted. You know why? It could be averted through proper influence of Christianity in our homes. Home sweet home. Because it has to start there. No baby born a thief. No baby born a murderer. No baby born bad mind. No baby born full of corruption. No. No, man. Baby is born pure. It depends on all that child. You know, you hurt the brethren sometimes. How a child grew up into a home. And you look up and you, that little baby that you grow up. A little boy, a little girl who is spin over many times, so much time in the day. And bathed and powdered and sweet up and kiss up and all of that. Right? We have done for that little boy, that little girl. And that same little boy grew up, and by age 6, we're talking about how bad he is. Bad? What do you mean about bad? 6-year-old? 7-year-old? Bad? I can't understand it. How he become bad? He can't bad, my friend. You grew him up. You grew up a little girl from baby in the home. You can't blame the child if something seems to be going wrong because you never really take much care. When are you silent for me? Whether you want silent or silent or not. If you ever Christian, you ever tell me about a little boy bad, or any little girl bad, first thing I ask, who it belongs to? I know me. No, you're a child. Yeah? Therefore, you're a child. Have you been grooming that child the way God said a child supposed to be groomed? But this, that, and I'm far, I'm grandmother, and all nobody no want to take no blame for the child getting out of hand. Huh? If you don't intend friends and loved ones, Christian, mature people, if you're not intend to grow up the child the way the Lord would have that child to grow, leave that picnic alone. Because you might brought into this world trouble, make your life unhappy and make other people's life unhappy and create havoc on the land. You see, once man go divert from the way of the Lord, trouble must exist, brethren. He said all this corruption and this crime and criminal's attitude, my friend, could be averted. If proper influence of Christianity was in the womb. Now blame teacher for nothing. Now blame teacher. You ever hear people say government now give them nothing for them picnic? Man, what picnic government have? Me I tell you, man. All them belongs to government. Government now give them this. Government now do this. Then I said, daddy, you know. Government I want big daddy. Take care of almost all the children. Government. People sit back and just want government. So what role, what part does the mother and father play in the life of the child? Go on to school, but then free food and free book and free pencil and teacher fi teach you and we don't want you around here. Dying to see daylight to run him out. You know, food and things like that to go to school. Those are not homes that children, when leave probably to school, are we really anxious to go back to. They are not anxious, brethren. Homes that they are willing to go back to is home that therefore, hey, food has been provided. Love has been provided. Compassion is there. A roof over their head. And I'm not talking about no shock. Because sometimes I've seen some things around the place, man. But you never hear people say their house burned down. Are you wondering where the house is there? That got burned down. Something gone wrong with me. We can't grow up children in that type of situation, man. And call it home. We must admit, Christian influence is needed if home are to remain home, sweet home. Remember that. I tell you something. If the Lord not involved, you're not going to work, my friend. The Bible tells us according to the psalmist Davis. He said, unless the Lord build the house. Unless Christian, we better make certain that all we got to do in building our homes. I mean, I talk about just this structure, you know. Remember that? We're talking about the people who make up the family. And when we're talking about a family, today's Family Sunday at money. So it's spirit of that kind of in me, you know. Remember about the family thing they're talking about down here today, right? Every third Sunday is Family Sunday. Right? Listen. Unless, David said, the Lord build the house, them labor in vain that build it. My friend, let's look at the family. We could have built a family and it goes to waste. Have you ever seen families that children were grown up into, and they become adults, and they are war with each other, they are all end up kill one another. Alright? Them greedy, them covetous, them, they don't know what is real family life. They don't know what it means to keep a family together. They don't know what it means to love one another and to build the family. To lay a good foundation. When I talk to people, I said sometimes to some young people, look at your family tree. Check it out as far as you can go. And see what happened to your family over the many years. You can look and to see if there was any progress that anybody made. And if you find that something gone wrong, you are the person who to try to put a stop to it. Listen, man. You ever see a house that therefore a great grandfather did build it? And grandfather have pity them in it, and his son and his daughter come have pity and some more the same place. You know, all of them bungle up one right there until they start war over grandfather, great great grandfather property. You all get old and old to tumble over. And them. And nobody not saying that therefore, look, man, this cannot work. We have to do something about this. You all know what I'm talking about. So when you have the and look at that, and when for your little boy come up or your little girl, you have to step one side now and start give him or her some good training to get out of that hole. Because somebody, we can't live like crabs, brethren. You know the story about crab? Throw them in a barrel and therefore not one comes out. Because one tribe cannot reach it up, the rest say, oh, you not left me down here, you know. Pull him back down, they allow him to go out. I'm going to make a way, how to take them out. They say, no. So everybody until they break off and cry and drop back inside of his room. Body not moving. We don't want to live like that. No, man. God does not want us to live like that either, brethren. God wants us to live. You know, you have some people that say, well, therefore, as we said before, they don't want money. They don't want anything. They are all right. And you can see everything wrong about them. But them are right. But the mentality sometimes of people, brethren. They're satisfied with what? You don't see what they're satisfied with. But they're satisfied. But nobody knows where we are going until we put the maker into our business. Because our business is supposed to be the maker business. And when we start to plan, as he said we are to plan, then he will help us to grow with that plan to maturity. Not only that, therefore, we'll grow to maturity. Our children, if we place them in the hand of the Lord, then they will grow to maturity and their children will grow to maturity. And then everyone will be happy and can talk about home sweet home. And everybody can look back and say, yes, this is where the Lord has taken me from. Right? That's what the Lord. Except the Lord build the house. It's a losing battle, brethren. We're going to fight. That's what the man of God said. Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain. Let me show you something, man. How a man can labor in vain? He have 100 hill of yam for plants. And he's weedy bushes of the sun on him. Burn up the trash and him dig the hill them. But you know what I think him that I check out? Him should I check to find out, will I get a good crop right here? Because I might put in all of my labor, and at the end of the day, when reaping time come, I might not reap anything. Right? Why? Because the place was infected with all type of bacteria and all kind of something. But I didn't know, I didn't check out all of that. Has anybody ever planted yam here before? Did I check the place thoroughly, just like putting up a house sometime because the place looked good? Nice piece of place. But it only looked nice when sun hot. And you might grab it up and put up a house there without checking it out to find out exactly what used to go on here. And tell you when you're ready, I put on an altar for a man come from Kingston, come a country, and say, me didn't live over there, so you know. And me have a run lefty. Right. Wait, why you run lefty? Well, no house. My house wash over there already. Right? A gutter, a drain. It don't make sense. So you could, without sit down carefully and study certain things, your labor will end up in vain. You're spending your money on a child. But at the same time, you're not taking time out to see how well the child is appreciating all this that you are spending on him or her. You just throw up on the child and let go the child and go answer. And when the child not turn out to be anything good, then therefore you start cussing and quarreling and say, look how much money that I've spent. Your labor goes in vain because you did not take time out to find out what was going on in this boy or this girl life. You know that's what some people say? I don't want to say pitney go to school. I didn't come home back. Nothing else. And food is there for eat. Can't work like that, man. That's not building a family. That's not, it goes further than that, my friend. That's not building a family. If the Lord is not involved in our building, my friend, then we're going to build like the man who built his house upon the sand. It's not going to last for no time. We better learn that. Right? Many of us are around long enough to know that. So we have to help the younger ones. Right? And let the Lord guard the city. Then the watchman stays awake, but in vain. Yeah. Watchman is there. But it's like him now and there. You ever see a watchman on a place and them tear it down the same way? I've seen watchman, them teeth step past him right there. Because he's sleeping. But what happened to him? When he wake, all the goods gone. You see, we need the intervention of the Lord in anything that we are doing. Because we cannot do it successfully, brethren, on our own. We have to let our family know that every one of us is in this business. And we're going to work together to build a home that we can call home sweet home. It said that therefore, look, that sounds funny. The nation is crumbling beneath us, brethren. We cannot expect these some things to happen. If the nation are crumbled on us, then we cannot expect peace. We cannot expect joy. We cannot expect love in the atmosphere of the world. Unless we quickly restore the beauty of holiness in the family, then we'll just keep fighting and fighting in vain. Many of us can look back at what used to happen then in the olden days. Some people don't like us to talk about back then, you know. Right? But then, to me, it was nice that everybody was together. When you talk about a community, a little village, everybody look out for each other. Everybody put out one another part. That's how it was. No selfishness. Let me tell you something that I observe and that will happen again. In my community, which my brother knew, I've grown up and seen some men with them family. Go work, then come back, whether them plant, feel or anything like that. And then come sometimes they're not married, you know. They're not married. But one thing therefore I could appreciate them for when I grow up and understand life is that they never run away and left their family. No. Them see to it that therefore them family have food and together, although them don't marry, they still playing the role of a father right there. Yeah. Until afterward God helped them, and all of those who didn't marry, I realized that afterward they got married. Then change it. Uh-huh. Because they want to do it. They don't want to live the way they were living. And they're not running away and leave them family. Not running away and leave that lady with those children. No. Today, not like that, my friend. Right? Even married people are running away, left one another and run left them family. Much less those who are not married. Can't bother. Yeah? And mess up the home. Right? It's a challenge, my friend. We can expect peace and joy and love in this atmosphere, my friend, of the world, unless we quickly restore the beauty of holiness of family life. Then we can say, yes, this is home, sweet home. Let me tell you, friends, if we were Christian sometime, we know better, right? But once you become a child of God and learn about the family aspect of our life, then it's beautiful for the young man to grow and know that therefore he's going to become the head of his family, the head of his home. The man who never knew and become a Christian in the church and afterward he start to learn exactly how a family supposed to be run will be able to change that situation. It might take him a little time. But the men who grow up in the church, brethren, shouldn't have a problem in growing up a family. Because you're going to get married to a woman or the young lady who you see a motherhood in her. Huh? Oh, you might have one with your hype business and therefore I just want sweet up every day and things like that. Huh? You're not going to work that way. You have to check out that Carly. If I'm married to this lady, will she be the right type of mother for the children? Will she be able to run this house the way it ought to run? Right? God help some of the young people. If they run, go married, and they even have no baby business for their mind. You see when all at the honeymoon finish and the lovey-lovey done and all them kind of things for the time being. And the fierce reality now. Yeah. We are living as man and wife and we are young and we are Christian and have to build a family. And when coach money if we pay. And we start blame one another. Boy, and then me take out one, take out that, you know, and you know, so you must know it, oh God. Lord of mercy, trouble start now. Wife, you may need a little breakfast. Stay there, you know, time you know, go cookie for yourself. But the young man need to have breakfast at home where he come from. But this your sister, you don't need to hold out for any little thing and gone. But this man don't hear that. Check out them things there before you enter into certain things. Right? I have told some young lady who I talk to, I say, why me not in a cooking business every day? Somebody said, now look at man who want to cook food every day. Yeah? Remember that now. Because Jamaican man love them cook food. Huh? So now Ram, and talk about, you know, want, by the way, look at man, we run with only paper bag now one again. Throw two little something, a little fries and give, and say, go on with that. Huh? But so you want it, you will get it that way. But if you don't want that, then you're going to organize it properly. And not marry to nobody and say, well, I said it, but me think them would have changed. Change what? And don't let nobody change them ways to suit you. People must change because what they are doing is not right and it's not good for them. Don't change to please me. Yeah. You know when a young man, I love a church sister and I hear how she talk well. And what. Love her, I would marry to her. But when I listen to him, you know, if you're too young, you can't young and therefore you can really choose, think, and do the right thing, you know. I mean, love the church sister, you know. But where she talk about she want to reach. Me not sit like a no family thing in a fear head. So me say, sister, me appreciate you, you know. Go on. Go through where you want to. Go through and educate yourself to the highest height. Me I think about being married and build a family. You know that. So when we get married and long after she has said, they said, so I want you, you know, say, we could marry to you, you know. She said, oh, you never say it. Me say it. Nah, man, I would never say a thing like that. I listen to you carefully, how you talk, and what you want out of life before you even want to think about them things. He said, but hold on, but we could have changed. We could have put that on hold. Me say, no man, you don't put nothing on hold for me. Right? Nothing on hold for me. I said, no, I couldn't do that, sister. Then you put that on hold, bam, we get married, 1, 2 children come on the scene and you start blaming me. Some you make you not reach where you want to reach, but I see your turn baby mother, you know. Me say, no man. I said, look, don't you achieve what you want to achieve? He said, yes, yes. Me say, yes. Well, I didn't want to mess up your life. So I wouldn't force you to do anything that you don't want to do. And as a man, you must listen carefully and make the right decision. Because you want to have a peaceful and a happy home. You don't want nobody to blame you for anything. Huh? You want it to be the way God would have it to be. So you say, and therefore, yes. You want peace and joy and happiness and love in your home and the home to always be nice home, sweet home. Then you're going to do the right thing. Bring holiness and Christian living into the family. You hear what one writer said? If I were an artist, the most beautiful portrait reading, my ability to paint would be a family engaged in worship unto God. That is so great. Yeah? The want of household Bible study is one of the richest source of real character building. If you think a joke may a joke, look at Deuteronomy 6 and verse. Just take your Bible and look at Deuteronomy 6. And hear what the wise man have to say. Moses to the children of Israel by the instruction that God gave to him. Brother Matthew, you see it? How one of your brothers, you see it? Matthew 6. Deuteronomy, sorry, 6.
Verse 1.
Verse 4.
Hear, O Israel.
No. The God of heaven, his people is talking to know. He said, hear. That's one of many of our problem, brethren. We won't hear. Right? God says, we want to do our own thing. God said to his people through Moses, hear, O Israel.
The Lord our God is one Lord.
The Lord our God is one. Read.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
yes.
with all thine heart.
We know that by the like, back of our honey. Love the Lord thy God with all your
heart
and
with all thy soul.
And with all your soul.
And with all thy might.
With all your might. You see, when a man loves God like that, then therefore he going to love his wife, he going to love his family. Can they all belong to him? And he belongs to them. Read on.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
Hold on. If things, God has kept people, you know, if things is going to be work out successful, and you're going to have peace, joy, happiness within your life, and within your family, then something will have to happen. God will have to be in your heart, my friend. Read on, brother.
And thou shalt teach them diligently.
Hold on. Let's read that little. Nothing of that. Go back and read the next verse.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Hold on. People are here. God said to Israel, what do you mean to tell me if God said that to Israel through Moses because he wants people to honor him and to respect him and to abide by his word? By doing so, then therefore they will have a good family, they will have a good nation, they will have a good community because they are under the banner of God. What more? Yeah? He said, teach who?
Unto thy children. And
you must know, man, no running so fast. Hold on, make it take time, make it sink deep.
Okay,
teach them to who?
Unto thy children.
Because whom God is speaking to, know it. They have it. Because you can't give what you don't have. You must have it fully. But you will be able to pass it on. To your
children.
Well, yes, some people are beat up or some people are bad, you know. You have to serve with them sometimes, you know. Because if you don't know what is love, how you are going to share love? Amen. If I live pitney hungry, know that them grew up and hear people are cuss every day and are fling stone and stick over one another. God help you when he come against me, you're good pitney, you know. Because if you're pitney good, I'm going to just be barely touching to you, you know, and he say, I'm mash. Are you mash me? Your poor child will groom right and say, oh, I'm very sorry. You know, I'm very sorry. I didn't see your foot, you know, I'm sorry. No, they don't want to hear that. They don't know nothing about that, man. Both start a fight. You ready to fight? Because love never happened to the child.
That's right. Yeah.
Forgiveness, he don't know nothing about that. Pardon. He don't know them things, the man. Eh? Mm-hmm. So, man must know the truth, the way. The ropes of God. Teach it to your
children.
Children. And what?
And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
Well answer. So if you know that yard, what you have to talk about it? Hold on. No. Then hold on. If you left a little picnic them and you're gone away, we all are foreign and now come back. So how you have to talk to them? You tell me. That's serious something that you know. The man, God said, our children, Israel children, must learn God's way when the man of the house, the daddy, sit down in the house.
That's right.
That means he must be a man in the house, that he might be able to have his family. That's how the Jewish people just did, you know, brethren. They have them family well groomed under God. Teach them when you sit down where?
In thine house.
No man, you run bar.
In thine house.
No man, sit down with your friend and bone to sleep.
In thine house.
In thine house. And what?
And when thou walkest by the way.
All by the way when you walk, you better teach them. You don't understand that. Me say you must have no fight, all of it. Read.
And when thou liest down.
And... When you lie down in your bed, you're still a cheat. What are we, God? Have we under deep wrap, under manners? You know, I get you from this, you know. The only way that child will be able to come up and be able to have a good family and lead another generation, you have to get it from right here, sir. You understand? Read, brother.
and when thou risest up.
Rise up! Some man get up out of bed, he's not even know if he say, oh, Father, we talking about, huh? Huh? When you rise up out of bed, if you teach him, pick the damn God, ways, the way of the Lord. Sometimes we are Christians, sometimes not. Another time we do that to you, though. We so busy for the book. Sometimes we pick the damn not even know we. For we gone early in the morning when them asleep. And we come back way up in the night when them fast asleep. Then me see us on a weekend, man, it's going to have time for the family. It can't run like that. Because them are going to starve. Them are going to become full of malnutrition. Them all look like picnic who have mirrors me. Because they're starving what? Spiritually. They are starving spiritually. Why? Because who's supposed to give them the spiritual food is not there. God said, so God expects you to lie down and rest, eh? Man, you have to rest, you cannot kill yourself because you have a job where you rise up and teach you picking them. We have the Lord. Right? Read that. Read it.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand.
Okay. I tell you something. Look, the picnic have a heart now. Why should we know all about these things? Why you teach you all about these things? If you go to 20 to 25, then you will see it. Really.
And when thy son asketh thee...
Oh man, hold on, your son. Hold on. When you what?
When thy son asketh thee...
He said daughter, you know. But daughter ain't bad. But you know, a boy have to grow up to be a man, you know. And take over, you know. Huh? So when his son said, Daddy, why all these things have to be like this? Why? He must do what? Daddy must ready to do what?
What meaneth the testimonies and statutes and judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then,
Why I say, you know, where all of them type of something, your daddy? Where them for? Right? Then daddy are going to respond now and tell him. Because if you don't know, you can't teach.
That's right.
Nothing. So, he said, Daddy was practicing somewhat, some things in the house, where him now begging pick me them, for obeying it, right? Like we know, when them people come at church and say we take this, then they must ask questions because them there all the time, and they realize they never get none. So them are going to start questioning. And you have got to tell them that, oh, Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross and he shed his blood and it run off, he saved we from our sins and now we are free in Christ. And this, we take this as a memorial. Then you want to say, don't have a memorial, and you take them back to this. And say, the children as usual had was to do something similar to this. So that is why we are taking it. And you will soon be able to take it. And if you remain with the Lord, then your children is going to take it. That's our responsibility towards you. So when the son say, when the daddy say, what meaneth, when the son say, what meaneth all this, brother?
Then thou shalt say unto thy son.
You should say to your son. You see, sometimes somehow we have grew up our son because thank you, boy. I turn him in a girl pick me and all them kind of things. You can't work, you know. Boy must grow up. And as you respond, and grow up like a man. Kind of because fear is a challenge of the world. And if him grew up puny, can't even come out of bed and mama did your fat party. But time for you get up, you know, and all them kind of craziness there. What? Eh? What type of man is going to do? My daddy would tell us, this my friend. You see, when he send me go pull out a cow and rain fall and the rope wet and it swell. You think you can go back and tell your daddy, say, you couldn't pull it? What are you going to tell him, mama, you couldn't pull? You have to go down by your knee and take all your teeth. I'm pulling that time, mask it out to heat up all your head, but you can't go home. I groom him to be the type of man in this world that any challenges face you, you know, run away from it. You can stand up and master it. Yes, and the boy didn't let him come out of the house now. Then just sit down there tomorrow, have diabetes, quick. Why they read the church, then to become obese because they sit on one place too long and not move around. If you want white fowl, you put on weight. Dear old chicken. You know, see how they keep them in a confined space. Why you think they are like that in that place? And give them food and give them water because where you want, no weight. How weight you want, you know. Right? How by 6 weeks time, them are 4 or 5 pounds. Cause, and you put light in there that therefore they can't sit the heat because you want to eat, because you want to put on weight. But you let some come out for out there. If I wait, you all look for her. Because them just run and fly all about over the place and use up a lot of energy. Them just build a little muscle. You understand? So them picking where we are growing on, keep them in the house there. Now tell them to go outside and play around and make sun reach them, you know. Because black people like we need work for vitamin D. And if we are hide from sun, then therefore we are going to lack of that. Right? And so, listen, my man. We have to grow up the boy. He said, to your son.
Then thou shalt say unto thy son.
Yes.
We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt.
Okay, listen carefully when you're supposed to tell the boy. Say. Eh? We were
bondmen in Egypt.
In Egypt.
And the Lord brought us out of Egypt.
In other words, they were slaves in Egypt. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Right?
With a mighty hand.
Good, sir.
And the Lord showed signs and wonders and great sore upon Egypt. Upon Pharaoh.
Yes.
And upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence.
Uh-huh.
That he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God and our good always,
yes,
that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day.
Good. Hold on. We get that straight. Everything you do, and your children ask you why you do them, you must be able to explain to them in full why you do certain things. A good family no hide nothing from the family. If you work and you carry home the money, your children must know how them come to be eating the food that they are eating. How them come to have the shelter. If you can't tell your children exactly how you come to build this house, whether you get it as a gift or anything, but you must be able to explain. You can't have your children if you're driving a new car and they say, Daddy, then how you make it? Mommy and Daddy, how do you make it? How do you get to buy this car and things like that? And you don't have so much. No, ask me nothing. You are pit me going about your business. Right? You must be able to tell your family how you come to have this, because the Bible tells us that we must do everything honest in the sight of God. So our children must learn how we come by certain things. Anyhow, you have to hide it from your picnic. Corruption in it. Something not right. Something not right. If we want to build a stable family that can be called home, sweet home, then these are the things. I just give you that. That therefore, listen, remember parents seldom find time to do a lot of things. The vanity of seeking after riches has paved the road for many broken homes, men. You know that. The children need a mother and a father's love more than how they need one new car for graduation. How you have promised them the type of big phone where you have to buy, give them if them pass. Then Jesus them pass them subject and all these type of things. Right? How much of Jesus are we really giving to them to make their home? We give them all of these things. And sometimes we give them very little or probably none of Jesus. And they start to give trouble. Right? Boy craves their father's concern more than his cash. We want to get rid of them quick, so we just give them one money and go and go buy something. We don't have no time to sit down with them and reason with them and reason like father and son. Reason. Alright? You know, when my son was about to get married, we sleep at a hotel. But me know where my plan. He said, Daddy, come now. Me and you are going to sleep tonight in this room. Tomorrow I will be a married man. I'm a bachelor now. Me and you are going to talk tonight before we stop asleep. And reason. And that's what happened. We reason through part of the night. Talk about life. Approaching life. Right? How him now going to treat his wife and all these type of things with her. We talk about them all the while, but at the last talk, you know, can him go married? Him go married. I mean, I don't want to hear no foolishness and complain. Me never choose that woman's view. You choose the lady for yourself. I mean, I don't want to hear no bang around. So we talk, and everything work out wide. Child, no need you to push money from the pitney. Teach them the way of the Lord. There will be always be some things that money can buy, brethren. Usually these are some of the best things in life. But, yeah, bear with me a minute or so. The world desperately needs these old-fashioned Christ-like qualities. Also, our homes need them. Right? In the Bible, we have many passages that give answer to the question of gratefulness. Let us notice a few. The Bible says, righteousness exalts our people and nation. But sin is a reproach to any people, no matter what nation. It might be. If it's not under God's plan, it's chaos. It's a reproach to any people. The church has a great responsibility. And the church is built up of Christians. This is a great and magnificent family. Purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Under God's plan, we must live. To build our homes and our help to build our children homes. You heard me, Mr. Christian, I look like ungodly people. Brethren, we feel sick sometimes. We are to be leaders, man. Leaders. That means, hi, brother Wilson, you think we can't be a money guy all the time? No, man. We're going to dig. In about half pack, then say, why, look at daddy, the children, and say, listen, you know, say, and you go up and a little, what you call it, a little brat, a little brandies, you know. So what you talking about? He said, then you know, so reach a thing, man. Then you reach a thing, you know, a brat, you go get, you know. So them are tell me, say, hey, you're soon reaching a departure land, you know. You know what that? Departure land, you are go up in it. And if a girl the last call, if I play, I go move the now call again. Flight number so-and-so-and-so. We'll be leaving in the next 5 minutes. All right, there's so many of you there, if you like it or not. Departure launch. You know what I'm dead? You afraid of dead? Christians should never be afraid of dying. You don't want to take foolishness and kill yourself. But just prepare yourself. Me can't see them, got me better than hide from death. No, man. No. No. It's not joy for the Christians to die in the Lord. And when you have got departure land, man, you must be happy in yourself. If you know that therefore somebody that was behind you, not even one, a few people who left behind you, can walk in your shoes and even do better than what you were doing. You think me want my children, you want me pity them if you come up and do better than me, you know? Me not just want them to come up and do like me, better than me. They ought to be better than me. They must build the family under God. You don't understand. That's how it ought to be, my friend. That's how God wanted to be. Yeah? That boy we read about Deuteronomy a while ago, brother, that therefore God said, tell your son why you do all these things, that he might hear if he tell for him son. For him, children, down the road. Right? That's how it's supposed to run it, my friend. So he said, sin is a reproach to any people, brethren. Proverbs 14:33, 34. beware that we, you know, you remember when the church of Laodicea in a Revelation, you remember how them full of them cockati and going like, and them rich and have everything and things like that. And God tell them, say, well, therefore, all them riches and all them pretty clothes and expensive clothes, you know, that we, you know, that not cover up on no nakedness, you know, it's still exposed. Right? And all them type of nice medical ointment that you can buy, and probably poor people can buy, but you're so rich and have it, you can buy it and, you know, take off the heat and the sun off of you and look fresh and nice and all them kind of thing there. Him say, all of that not make you be what me want you to be in. Because you're still blind and your nakedness still are exposed to me. Buy of me oil, good ointment. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. Right? That it can go through any hardship which stand great faith in the Lord. If you want over there, read Revelation 3:17 down the line, my friend. Yo, some of us boy material thing get to here. Jeremiah 7:23-28. The nation that obeyed not the voice of the Lord will be in trouble. Let me tell you now as I close. If you want home, sweet home, my friend, time. This is the time to seek the Lord according to Hosea 10 and verse 12. It's time to get things in order. It's time to get things straightened out. Right, my friend? Because the Lord is at hand. No, see what I'm going. You see, the young people might not recognize it, you know, what is happening around us. But you see, some of us are 40, 50, 60, 70 and you don't know exactly. Yes, the things that get out of hand, it get bad. We don't know how. You see, some of us, we grew up a family and we are big people already. Well, that's good. But you have a two little baby down here, something like that. Oh, God, you know, I wonder, say, well, therefore, God help me. What are they going to turn out to be? The world is full of so much evil, corruption. And people sin and on nothing again, brethren. Shame and on nothing. Mr. Naked woman so telling of me nothing to me again. No man, me not frightened. You get so used to it. It's just like how people are kill people every day. So sometimes when you hear say somebody kill somebody, you don't even get frightened. One time you don't get frightened and say, man, who should I do that with? It's happening minutely and hourly. One nudeness you see all about over the place. People don't know how to put on them clothes again. Boy, don't know how to wear in trousers. You think he might come from Thailand or he might prepare if he go to Thailand. Huh? All them the type of something there. Everything gone bad. Everything get hungry. So maybe I ask a young man, say, man, you never remember, say, you get up after I tie this thing, you put up your trousers. What are you talking about? Mr. Bobo, hold on, you know, see your trousers down on your knees, same way. You're crazy, man. And we call that style. Style where you can't even walk properly because your clothes don't sit down on you properly. Let me tell you something. Nation, family, church, preachers, citizens, cannot be great in the sight of God. I want to say this again. The nation, the families, the churches, preachers, and citizens cannot be great in the sight of God when materialism controls their lives. If we make that control, you know, and say, you know, if you have material things, you know. If you can reach, get rich under God's plan. Because you can help so many people. Alright? But if you make it get to your head, then we are going in serious trouble, and that's what the world is in. We must remember, as David said, the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man. God. If you are here today, you want home sweet home. My friend, let me tell you something. It's a beauty. Many of you have done it. It's a beauty to, when you go to a young family, it's a beauty to walk in. And to walk into your children, especially when you go out somewhere and you see how some children have defects, have problems, medical problem. And you walk back home and you walk into that room, probably sometimes they're asleep and look at your children. And you see that they're all normal. They're not even say you are look, watch them. Normal. It's a whole lot to give the Almighty God thanks for. Yeah? You need to cherish your family. You need to let your children treat them so good that they want to come home at all times. Some picnic because the bad treatment. You see, some people sometimes I tell lie about they don't know where them picnic them. And them run them way. Right? Their attitude to all the child can't even go there, go commit all suicide. The guy, you know, where he go and he can't stay home. If you give that child love, if the child really gets do something wrong, you know, but it depends on how you're going to deal with it. Right? But you cuss out the child and say he's no good and he broke girl and go make car stand up in a road, make car kill him and all them kind of something. There. And you tell the girl, say, you see, you're not going to come to nothing. Man soon take you and do all kind of sitting with you. That stick. Yeah? Then, anything he do. She said, well, then, I don't know nothing because then I said, I'm not going to come to nothing already a long time. But if you tell her how beautiful your girl she is, how sweet. You make that mistake, don't make it there. This is the trouble, this is the problem. And be dear for your child. That's an important thing to be dear for them, you know. If you're not dear for them, you know, they won't go astray. They're going to get out of hand. Make home be an attractive place for them. That we are one family. They will appreciate home, sweet home. I didn't tell my daughter, one of my daughters, I said, hey, they are joking. And we say, well, you look like that time, you left now, you know. She said, left daddy, may I give any trouble? What trouble may I give? She said, full time for you fly out of nest. And now, you know, so me not give no trouble, daddy. So, it's a joke may I make, yeah? But you see, if you're in a young man, me and you have a problem. Because, hey, no. When time comes for your leave, you have to leave. No, man. We all two bulls are going to roll loose now one pen. You know, you can't work. Eh? No. Brethren, we have to keep our home under the control of the Almighty God. Home, sweet home, is one of the nicest places to ever be. Yeah, but they hold somewhere and things are so right and you're just dying to reach home. Where comfort, peace, joy, and happiness abide. And where people, family members are looking out for you and wanting to see you come home. Right? And when your children are looking for daddy to come, because they feel secure when daddy is there. Daddy will fight for them. Daddy will stand up for the family. More than no daddy, no day. Whatever business that. Make us train the church and our responsibility to train our young men and our ladies to be the type. I want to thank, if you are here this morning and you not a child of God, you need to become a child of God. Because you need, if you don't start a family yet, you're going to start one day. And you're going to start it under God's plan. There's nothing to do. And God will see you through. If you're not a Christian, then you hear the word, you believe the word, you repent of your sin and confess Jesus Christ as God's Son, and you'll be a fit subject today for baptism. You can leave from here and go home as a Christian. You don't have nobody to go tell nothing. That is between you and the Lord. You make up your mind to be a Christian today and to live for the Lord and to help to build your family. Right. If you have one, there is much in that family to do. If you don't give your children them Jesus, you are in trouble. If you don't give your children them Jesus, right? And you make them get away from you and run away from you. You think you have done your very best? No. You haven't done your very best. You feel miserably when they slip out under your hand and you don't give them Jesus. It's a failure. I see a woman stand up in her kitchen and cry already. And say, Brother Wilson, a white sister in America. I said, Brother Wilson. I said, what are you crying for? She said, when I look at my children, I can't tell them about Jesus again. Then just smile and say, Mama, you're in your church. He said, I couldn't spend enough time with them because I have to be working and help to bring in the money. And now I would love to see them and them family be in church and be Christian. I said, my dear sister, no worry. Let me just pray about it. God knows everything best. And never forget that, my friend. She have a deep concern both of our children. But it is almost too late. Because when she did have the time to do it, the time was used to do something else. So let us not let that happen to us. But let us bring up our family under God's plan. Then we can sing happy with the one banana finger and with the little chicken back, yeah? And our heaty and the family happy. And we say we are doing it under the plan of God. This Him bless us with. Let us be a family and enjoy it to the full. May the Lord bless you. Why we must do 1 hour preaching, no sir? Thank you very much, brethren. I'm glad to be here and I'm glad that therefore you appreciate me. And I hope what this was said, it means a whole lot to you. It means a whole lot to me. And always remember, this is not a town preacher, this is a country preacher. Yeah, yeah. Always remember that when I come. Thank you very much, brethren.
Amen. Shall we all stand? Song 520. Friday.